Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get your G-Bag flags here. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless, and we'll be here for the next 5 hours. Thank you for making us part of your day as we welcome you in on a majestic football Friday, unlike any other. It's a Red River football Friday. It's a Cowboys-Panthers football Friday. We're going to talk about that a lot with you. Chip Brown's coming up here in about 20 minutes. General at your service. If you see me, beer me. N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. We have Lucius Alexander on location with us. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm feeling groovy on a Friday afternoon. Hey.
I love it. Yes. Kevin Walker is back in the Pimp Cup filling in for Lucius today at Master Control. He'll do his best to go five flawless. And, of course, Ramon Cruz, our remote engineer here out in Euless. And it's been a busy day of news so far, hasn't it, Brian? There's a lot of stuff percolating around the Cowboys.
A lot of stuff going on right now, yeah. A
lot of news to get to, and we'll start with some of the things that Jerry Jones had to say with KNC Masterpiece today. Talking about Dak's leadership, he's the best, frankly, that I've ever been around. I think he's the reason why we all have a chance to be optimistic about the season. So he's talking about his football play. He's talking about his leadership. He even acknowledged Michael Irvin, who he said might have been the greatest leader. But he said Dak's, the greatest leader, plus he plays the position of quarterback, which magnifies it a little bit. All I know is this is Dak haters' darkest hour.
Yeah, he is playing so well. But we talked about this earlier, too, is that, you know, even if you're not a Dak fan, you have to appreciate of how well he is playing. You know, on the flip side of that, the Dak lovers or the Dak fans are like, they need to be a little bit mindful too. Like, hey, okay, this our guy's playing at a level that we're happy with. But yeah, he is the reason why this team probably could have won a couple more games. You know, probably could have, like, Philadelphia's losing games with their guy, you know, last couple.
Dak could be tearing it up with the Eagles
Dak,
right now.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Dak is playing at such a high level. And if you're one of those guys or gals that's not a fan, you have to acknowledge that how well he is playing, and you have to be able to say, you know, wow, my own eyes. Just look at your own eyes and trust them what you're seeing. But
well, he's one of the hardest working players out there, and you've been telling us that for like the last 8 years. And I just think you have to have room to believe that players that work hard can get better. Yeah. And even significantly better, especially at a position like quarterback that's so cerebral. It's a matter of learning and experience.
He is. There are things that Dak Prescott has struggled with through his career. Health has been a part of that. His ability now to see the field and not get fooled. Now, we've got more of the season left, but right now, his ability to turn his back and then use the play-action game and then get the ball down the field to open receivers has been outstanding this year. And that's something in the past that's been a little bit of a problem for him. His ability to like, okay, now I got to find where everybody is on the field.
Yeah.
And he's and like, oh, my gosh, why did he throw that? Wait, why didn't he see the drop linebacker? What the hell, clogging cover? What are they doing? You know, that kind of thing. And I think Dak is really – they've thrown a lot of things at him. And what we've seen over the last couple of weeks without key players and his ability to have the offense still function at a high level, You got to tip your cap to him for that.
Looks like we're
that comes with
out.
The years too, by the way, right?
Yeah, it does.
That comes with
it
the
does.
Years.
It sure does.
And that's good that we didn't see that guy digress throughout the years.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, he could have gotten. Yeah, he could have gotten a lot worse, but he didn't. He really didn't.
And that's why Jerry fell in love with Dak, him being the leader. So I like to hear him say that again. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really good interview from Jerry today. We're handing out flags, and it looks like Tolos are bringing us gifts in the form of a fancy cigar.
I got a
Lucius.
Fat nasty cigar from a Tolo, and I appreciate that much, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I wish somebody was sending me an IT because I'm over here struggling with my computer.
No, you need some Wi-Fi.
So I don't feel in the pocket. You know what I mean? Because I'm not. It's not the Wi-Fi. I just don't have a face on my Zoom.
Oh, the Zoom.
Yeah.
So yeah. Bad. Carter's going to blow you up about that.
That's what I'm kind of nervous about.
Yeah.
Carter doesn't play that,
man. Been on the receiving end of several of those texts over the years. Carter is going to be at UNT tonight. So he's in that Pimp Cup adjacent until 4 o'clock coordinating your video. Then he's going to head up there. And I believe from the road to a college football game, the host of Fan University is going to join us and talk to us about the college football weekend and, you know, Red River and Texas OU and all that. It should be a lot of fun here this afternoon. But join us from Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Maybe you're on your way up to Denton tonight. You know, swing on by, get you a G-bag flag, take it into the crowd, fly it. You know, TV cameras are going to see that, and you'll help us plant the flag on national television tonight with UNT kicking
butt. I'm going to say something here. It's probably going to get some people in trouble. I know that Zach and Eric aren't with us today, right?
Yeah.
Big time UNT alum, right?
Yeah.
I think they're going to the game.
You think they're ball sacking us?
I think they're ball sacking us. I think they're saying, listen, hey, we know you guys.
The wedding was a ruse?
Yeah, I think all
got a wedding.
got a wedding. I mean, these guys, like, I don't think Chief even owns a suit. And when he owns a suit, he rips it, you know, his pants get, you know, blown out. Something
for
happens.
Sure.
I think they're going to the ball game. I do. I don't.
That makes sense.
I think they're acting like, oh, we got a wedding there, boss guys. We got to, you know, we got to be out. We got to go to. They're going to be in Denton. I bet you, Wooly will have his shirt off, jumping around in the crowd.
That wedding time was kind of fishy. Now that you say something,
this
we got a wedding.
It's like they kind of both teamed up at the. Oh yeah, wedding. Yeah,
sure. Sorry, General.
And nobody else who supposedly is a team member of our station. I didn't get an invite.
I didn't either.
Lucius?
I think Bobby Belt might have.
I don't even know who's getting married.
Yeah. I think what's going on right now is Wolchuk and Eric are in a tailgate.
Yeah.
And didn't get ready for this game.
That sounds great, man.
I don't mean to call people out.
I'm not
like
mad
that,
at them if that's the case.
I think you won.
You figured it out.
The most fishy thing is that it was a sports radio sales guy who scheduled a wedding for a Friday night,
yeah,
a football Friday.
Yeah, football
a historic
Friday.
One. That just doesn't compute.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all.
You know, maybe if you had told me it was an IT guy, you know, or something like that, I could see, you know, a little bit of a blind spot there, but not in this situation. Shoddy said, Overshown, quote, we're getting close to his return. You don't have to worry about Demo. He's always going to be engaged. He's a guy that's going to beat most markers. I do think the timing is getting closer. All along we'd heard before Thanksgiving. This is going to help you, I think, with your pass rush and your playmaking a little bit, some splash plays, obviously, you know. But I still think they need to be looking at the trade market to find themselves a middle linebacker. We did get some injury updates, and Todd Archer actually provides a little bit more context on Overshown. Had a positive checkup with the doctor, and he remains on PUP. No decision yet on when to start his practice window. Once that starts, the team has 21 days to make a decision. You have Tyler Guyton concussion and Tyler Smith knee taking positive steps yesterday. Yeah. We'll be looking for the practice report a little bit later on. They're trending in a positive way to get back, said Shoddy. Mingo did not suffer a setback. He's dealing with soreness. Milton and Fowler back at practice.
Those were sicknesses, illnesses, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people are getting sick here. You know? This is it's that time of year.
Getting sick of that defense needs to play a little bit better.
Yeah,
we all suffer that every once in a while.
We're going to talk to Steven Jones coming up at 3 o'clock.
Steve Jones, I love when you do that.
Yeah, the snapper, Steve Jones.
Steve Jones,
you remember Bill Walton?
Yeah,
Marv Albert on the call.
Oh.
That was maybe my favorite Steve Jones. But Steven's going to join us coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to him about this trip to Charlotte. taking on the Panthers and what they have to do, his confidence level. I mean, at least you eliminated the big plays against the Jets. Can you do that and stop the run here against the Panthers? That would go a long way to confidence.
At 3:40, Dawson's going to jump on and explain cover six to us. Mm. Is that right, Dawson, what we're going to do?
There's no way in H-E double hockey sticks I'm going to explain cover six.
He gave you a tutorial. He broke it down for you.
He did. I was like, okay. I think at some point I said, it's like Greek to
what
me.
What happened, buddy? Spit it back out.
I go, Dawson, this might be the easiest way to explain it. And I was letting him go, and he's kind of looking at me like, oh, okay. Yeah,
so RJ Ochoa blogging the boys tweeted that the Cowboys ran their most cover two plus cover six cloud since 2018.
Yeah.
So Brian walks up today, and I usually have a couple of football questions for him. And I was like, okay, so what is cloud cover two plus cover six?
Yeah.
And he explained it to me, and you know I'm trying to upgrade my understanding. It's always interesting when you change coordinators how they expose you to a different set of.
I've seen you lose focus a few times during that explanation.
I could see.
I get back on it, baby. Come on,
lock in.
Yeah, lock in, dog.
I could see a podcast in your future talking about cover six.
Maybe sometime in the next couple of years. Yeah. Jerry did say he's not going to appeal the $250,000 fine from the NFL.
So stand on it, then. I flipped him off. You got to pay the money. Stand on it. Jerry, I don't like that. That was my thumb. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
That was an iconic image. Stand on it.
Get your money's worth,
Jerry.
Yeah. These Jets fans have been heckling me like Baker Mayfield. Did people like the Baker Mayfield or not?
No.
They did like that. They did like him talking. Was that a Seahawks fan or somebody?
Seahawks fan, yeah.
And then he circled back around at him and bleeped him again.
I wish Jerry would have said, hey, I'm getting ready for when we come back here and play the Giants. Yeah. I'm just practicing here right now.
There you go.
You're in New York. I know there's somebody to flip off. I'm pretty sure.
They were flipping them all back. Right. There's no question. No question. Yeah.
All righty.
Jerry.
That fired me up, man.
Trying to give him the thumbs.
Yeah, I don't like that. That explanation just fired me up all week.
Yeah.
We got to ask Steven what he was laughing about, too, because it looked like as Jerry was going for the bird, Steven was laughing in the replay. Go check the replay.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, were you egging Dad on there?
Yeah, give it to him, Dad.
Or did you not see it? I mean, you go into New York into enemy territory there, and those fans are vile and disgusting. You got to match fire with fire.
I'll tell you what, being on the field with DallasCowboys.com, I can't tell you how many times after a winning field goal, winning touchdown, something like that, you turn around those fans and you say, yeah, F you,
yes.
And F you. And Derek Eagleton would always go, Broadus, you're going to get us killed. I'm like, F you. And then we start yelling at the fans. I have Philadelphia, New York.
Man.
You get into it, then. It's your team. You win.
I'm surprised you didn't go viral for that. You know,
I tell you what, if they
Cowboys staffer,
now he would for sure. Now he would for sure.
If somebody was filming me while that was going on, And I'll tell you another one that the Dez catch. If you'd had a camera on me in that Green Bay game, that would have been pretty bad too, because I lost it pretty well on that one too.
That one was ugly.
That didn't set well with
me. They
earned it. I dropped. I was cussing everybody on that field. That was wearing the official's outfit.
They earned it.
You know what's disgusting about that game, too? Wasn't there like a miracle deflection pass to Devontae Adams, like on their 4-minute drive? Once they get the ball back, you're trying to get a stop, and the weird tip happens, and it's completed. And you know, that was emotionally excruciating. I still remember that.
Marco Murray gets the ball knocked out of his hands. He's going to score. I mean, that's a bad game. It was just a bad game overall.
That was a holiday Friday. Remember we did that down in the performance showroom?
That was terrible, bro.
That was terrible.
That was on my birthday, too.
No way.
January 11th.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my birthday. It was pretty sad.
That was a tough one. Yeah.
I can see Lucius, though, with the cigar and the bottle of tequila, just kind of sitting it down and taking it all in.
I think I was Greenville Avenue with Jeff. I really think.
OT Tavern?
I just can't fully remember. At this point, I would play a drop. That's weed. But and I believe I just walked out. We were all stunned. We just left, man. All right, well, you have
what
a good
the
day.
Hell?
Yeah,
what just happened?
That's it.
No matter how low we were that day, I don't think we were as low and as toxic as the Eagles fans are today after they fall to 4-2.
Ooh.
Giants tore them up pretty good there in that second half. Philly couldn't mount much of a comeback. It was punts and three and outs and turnovers in the second half for them.
Yeah.
So what's your diagnosis? Is this Philly flaw fatal?
Oh, man, they've got some problems here. they've got some problems, and we were talking about it, you know, and to be honest with you, we even the Jackson Dart playing, he probably should have played earlier. You know, maybe this team wouldn't be 2-4 right now, but that kid right there is a winner. And the thing about it is they've got a pass rush, but Philadelphia, you talk about them. I mean, this the noise in that locker room and around that team is only going to get louder. And, man, you just wonder who is the one guy that's going to pull them out of this, because I just don't think that Jalen Hurts' personality is that way. I don't think he's a, you know, grab him by the bootstraps kind of guy and say, okay, we're going to – don't listen. We're going to go. We're going to go. And he seems very much like they just don't have that guy in that locker room that can kind of turn things around. When it starts to get toxic, because that head coach can be toxic, you know, with the way he operates.
That's one of the stories is, hey, we've seen this happen already.
Yeah.
And Sirianni sort of can't pull it out
of he's not a pull it out of the ditch guy. So, they're going to need something different to happen, but to be honest, that game did not surprise me. I know we talked about it in, you know, the fact that they're
called it, didn't you?
The fact that we're getting Cam Scataboo and then you were going to the pass rush and then man, they did a great job. The Giants on third down were just
one of nine.
Yeah, on defense, and I think you're going to have to worry about that crew a little bit with the pass rush they got and the fact that they got these two rookies. Very reminiscent of 2016 with Dak and Zeke with that kind of the combination of the young running back and the quarterback.
Yeah.
You put any action down on that situation?
I did not.
God, you call it. I thought about that last night when I seen the score. I said, bro, it's predicted.
Yeah, I was. I'll tell you, Wolchuk's the one that's saying that the Eagles weren't going to make the playoffs. I mean, he's been a guy talking. He's had a good handle, like he had the Commanders last year. But this Eagle team, they do not, they don't have, I mean, yeah, Super Bowl winning team, lost a lot of players, lost their coordinator. Who's going to pull this thing out of the ditch? Because there's a lot of finger pointing going on right now.
Okay, my bad. We got to run because we got to get to Chip Brown coming up here from Austin. He'll join us and talk Longhorn Sooners. Then we'll get maybe to Wolchuk's top 10 here at 220. We got your 2025 G-Bag Nation flags. Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless is our broadcast location. And we're back with more sports here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Join us, pick up your 2025 G-Bag Nation flag, get something delicious to eat and drink, and talk football with us. It's a proper football Friday. We got Chip Brown coming up here talking Longhorns. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Longhorns Insider at Horns247.com. He's going to be on the radio every afternoon talking sports, I think 3 to 6 this afternoon. Texas Sports Unfiltered app. And YouTube and Chip Brown talking Longhorns football with you here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
How you doing?
Man, we're doing great. We're excited about everything going on here. How's Austin doing this week?
Oh, man. They're like taking long looks at bridges and reconsidering everything. That was rough. That was a rough landing there in the swamp. And Arch Manning, my God, he got put on his back. He got hit every which way. That offensive line looked like it had never practiced before. couldn't generate much of a running game. The defense, which has been, you know, really good all season, got pushed around. So I guess if you're a Texas fan, you expect this team to answer after that. If they don't show up tomorrow at the Cotton Bowl with, you know, a mission to, you know, look like a football team again, then there's probably bigger issues going on.
Hey, Chip, it's Broadus here.
Broadus?
Yeah, good to talk to you, brother. Hey, my son Bennett fires Smokey at the games. You know, he's one of the Cowboys. So how much is Bennett going to get to fire Smokey tomorrow? And is the offensive line, can they be fixed in 4 or 5 days?
Man, I don't think he's going to get to fire that cannon very much, Broadus. Yeah. I think this thing is going to be this could be a field goal fest.
Oh, okay.
With the way that these teams, but they fire Smokey for a field goal, right?
Bennett says he's going to fire it at the coin flip. He feels that way about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If Texas fire wins the toss, Bennett's firing Smokey off right there.
Yeah. May every first down, fire that thing. I mean, that'd be worth celebrating, especially for this offense, which averaged third and 11 on third down last week, which was just a nightmare. So, I think yards are going to be hard to come by in this. You know, Sark's got some decisions to make. I mean, he wants to push the ball downfield. He's been calling, you know, the longer routes, you know, when he max protects, he's trying to get deep, and that's just not working, or it didn't work last week. Does he, you know, get some quicker throws for Arch to get into a rhythm? You know, Florida did that. My God, DJ Lagway was on one leg last week, and they couldn't get to him because, you know, Billy Napier did a good job of getting the ball out of his hands. So I think they need to incorporate some more of that. I think having Emmett Mosley V, the Stanford transfer receiver who made his debut last week because he'd been injured, I think he helps in that area. He's a really tough, physical receiver, kind of a possession guy who can go over the middle, run those quick slants. He's a good route runner. I think he's probably he and DeAndre Moore, the best route runners on the team. He gets separation, which is something that Ryan Wingo has struggled with at times. So, you know, I think this is Texas's college football playoff life on the line tomorrow. If these guys who, you know, talk so much about, hey, we're the only team that's been to back-to-back CFP semifinals, they want to continue that kind of conversation, they got to play the best game they've played all year.
Hey, Chip, kind of we've been seeing from afar, you're in the trenches every day with Sark, the press conferences. How are we handling all that? We haven't seen this side of Sark. Am I wrong about that? Does he feel a little bit of what you guys are asking good questions? I kind of feel like he's being a little defensive with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, now this is what being the head coach at Texas is like. Yeah. And to his credit, he has not made many missteps since that 5-7 season in 2021. I mean, the recruiting on the offensive line, getting Kelvin Banks, getting, you know, DJ Campbell and Cameron Williams and the guys who really helped protect Quinn Ewers the last 3 years. That really started to turn the program, and obviously he had some war daddies on the defensive line that he inherited, Tavondre Sweat, Byron Murphy, and then Alfred Collins and Vernon Broughton. So, you know, Texas has been really good on both lines of scrimmage for the last couple of years. Now wholesale changes, and that's, you know, four new starters on the offensive line. You got new interior defensive tackles. And that's one thing that needs to be considered in this game. OU now has all the experience in this game. You know, their defense has a bunch of dudes who've been in this game. Texas's defense has guys in the secondary, has guys up front who maybe have been on the team but haven't played key roles in this game. And this game is different because of the Cotton Bowl being divided at the 50. The sound never goes down. So both teams were on the road, but it doesn't feel like any kind of game they've ever played, because normally when you go on the road, you make a play, the crowd gets quiet. The crowd never gets quiet because you've got, it's a herd mentality of one end of the Cotton Bowl trying to out-scream the other. And for the team that's having success, it's like you're lifted up like Superman. For the team that's on the wrong end of that momentum, it can just bury you. I was talking to Dan Neal, former All-American offensive lineman, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Denver Broncos, and he said, "If there's any game I could go back and play, NFL, college, high school, it would be Texas OU." He said, but it is the most emotionally exhausting game you'll ever play, because from the shared tunnel to both, you know, ends of the Cotton Bowl, trying to out-scream each other, every play getting magnified because of that sound. You know, if you make a big play, it feels like you just won the game. If you, you know, a sack starts to feel like a fumble. Cale Gundy, who played quarterback for Oklahoma, told me, you know, that just that, a sack, you know, feels like a fumble. And you know, everything just, the momentum swings in this game. It's what makes it, to me, the best college football game of the year. But then you incorporate the state fair, it's the best game day atmosphere in sports, in my opinion, because, I mean, what the hell else are you going to – when are you going to have 100,000 people coming into the state fair where you're already got 200,000 people just trying to get corny dogs and, you know, rides on the midway? And then you throw one of the, you know, biggest, most important college football games in the middle of all that. Man, it doesn't get any better.
You paint a hell of a picture, Chip. Final question, Arch Manning against this defense, expectations – I mean, it would be pretty magical if this is his breakout game, wouldn't it be?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if he had a breakout game, that would, like, imply that he kind of lit him up. And that would be something. I mean, he'd have to go Dylan Gabriel circa 23, which he's capable of doing. You know, are his teammates ready? Are his offensive linemen ready? You know, their running backs have not been healthy. Quatrebian Wisner, C.J. Baxter, both have hamstring issues. I think Wisner's, you know, good to go, although he did aggravate that hamstring last week. So, you know, he just hasn't had the rhythm, the cast on a consistent basis. Now they're holding auditions for left guard in the middle of the swamp last week, which – I would move Cole Hudson over to left guard and put Connor Robertson in at center. Both those guys have played in this game. I think that matters. So, you know, I think Arch is, you know, I think this defense is going to have to help the offense create a couple turnovers. You know, Texas has forced 9 turnovers. They've scored 4 touchdowns and 1 field goal off of those turnovers, and none of those drives were longer than 44 yards. So the defense has helped immensely, and I think they're going to have to do that. And then, you know, special teams. Both these teams have really good punting, field goal kicking, and dangerous return guys. So, you know, I think both offenses are going to struggle to move the ball. This is going to be a game won by defense and special teams, who can create turnovers and then capitalize.
You're the best, Chip. Enjoy your show this afternoon. Have an absolute blast covering the game, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, appreciate y'all.
Salute. Yes, sir. There he goes. Chip Brown with us live from Austin, as you have Texas and OU coming up tomorrow at 2:30. It's quite a scene this year.
It is.
With it. And OU might be back.
Yeah, I've been to that a couple of times. He's absolutely right about the atmosphere. Been to some huge
games. It's intoxicating.
Yeah, it is. It is
so
really intoxicating. And when the funny thing about it, too, is – like, if I went with some OU people one time, and so their emotions and the emotions of the crowd as that thing goes back and forth. And there's a lot of times where one team might have the advantage over the other, and then that other team that seems like they might be a little down are the ones that play to this level of, like, because just the magnitude of the game.
It gets pretty even in that Cotton Bowl all of a sudden. It gets pretty even.
It gets very even all of a sudden. So I expect it to be a really good game tomorrow. I really do.
Well, I can't wait. To tell you more about Eagles-Giants coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, but a little late because we had Chip Brown on. It's time for Lucius Alexander, the G-Bag of the Day champion.
All right, let's see. Every weekday on The Fan, yeah, about 5:30, we get to G-Bag of the Day. We're going to replay the champ right about here, just like my man General just said. Hit me up this weekend at Lucky Lucius P. If you see anything on social media platforms that you know, you think I should be playing and whatnot. Boy, it's going to be a big stage for Mr. Manning tomorrow, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it will be.
That's a big stage, boy.
Huge.
You got to show up on this one a little bit. You got to show up. All right, anyway, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, is our G-Bag of the Day champion for his viral moment of crashing out. He told the absolute facts to tell the haters of all the facts feelings. What is it? Facts Over Feelings podcast. Okay, he told all the facts to Facts Over Feelings podcast to keep his name out of his mouth. Don't disrespect Dion. Don't disrespect Jerry Rice. Don't disrespect me. Is what he said.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't even know your name, and I certainly don't know your game because you don't. I don't see you every year with a gold jacket in that Hall of Fame room. I don't see you anywhere great players are. So who the are you to talk about what? You couldn't even play when I played the game. And some of these talking about, they couldn't even play when we played the game. So I'm sitting here saying, what the hell is he talking about? I don't mind you being stupid. I don't mind you being dumb. I don't mind you not knowing what the you talking about. Keep my name out your mouth when you don't know what you're talking about. Keep my name and my image. Don't try to on my work when I won championships on every level. On every level. When they can knock out. I call passes in the midst of pain. Y'all don't do that. Y'all ain't never had to do that. Man. So shut the hell up. Mm.
Bro, I'm telling you, you got to hear the unedited version of that part right there.
Yeah.
Mike is out of control. We'll play that against some challengers at 5:30, y'all.
Man, somebody needs to take that and give it. Remember that remix guy that did the Allen Iverson presser with the with the Joe Namath?
Yes.
Who was that dude?
Is that Suede the remix god or is that somebody else?
DJ Steve Porter. Ah! DJ Steve Porter. Okay, he was the
good
one that did that in 2009. I just Googled it up.
Good for you.
Remember he called it Press Hop?
Yes.
And it was Allen Iverson and all these great press. I mean, that deserves the treatment right there because that was absolute bars for Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
And for that, he is your G-Bag of the Day champ. He'll face the challengers coming up at
5:30. That was a 90s Michael Irvin right there. Came back out.
Very.
That was
very,
90s.
Very,
pure heat.
And if you watch the video, bro, Mike got some arms, too. Yeah. That was cut up.
No, yeah.
He had like the sleeves with no what are that, sleeves on it?
Sleeveless, yeah.
Is that a sweater vest?
What is he doing?
As his tops?
He just came from lifting out in the garage is what he did. Yeah.
Unloaded. G-Bag of the Day champ every day at 5:30. Okay, we'll get to coming up next. What is the story in Philadelphia after one of their worst losses of the Sirianni era? We're at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, 2221 Highway 121 in Euless. It is their one-year anniversary here at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, one of our favorite places to come and fellowship with you. And they got 83 beers to pick from, daily specials and lunch specials Monday through Friday. There's a Beer of the Month Club. And you should join us now. Get your G-Bag Nation flag. I got some Tolo decals here while they last as well. And we're back with more sports here in the nation. I want to chat Frankel's with you before we get there, though, because, you know, life's unpredictable. You never know when you or a loved one could be injured in a car or truck wreck. And we just want you to know that if it happens to you, call the Frankel's. You know, maybe you're on your way home. Maybe you're on your way to the game. And, you know, 18-wheeler hit you, commercial vehicle, something like that. They can completely turn your life upside down. And a massive financial burden comes along with that. You're talking about, you know, a vehicle repair damages. You're talking about maybe an ambulance ride, hospital stay, lost wages. Maybe you have to change careers. You know, you need career re-education. That could be very expensive itself. So as you're maybe doing the math, yeah, these settlements can be six or seven figures quite easily. So when you're hurt, not your fault, make sure that you call the Frankels. They'll make sure you don't settle for less. And their name commands respect here in these North Texas courtrooms. The Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Kevin Walker, in for Lucius, who's joining us on location today. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Come by for some fellowshipping and something delicious to eat and drink. Okay, what is the story in Philadelphia after one of their worst losses of the Sirianni era? Let's talk about that. Tomorrow, I'm going to be fairly early. Mansfield Hurtado 10 to 10:30, Fort Worth Hurtado 11:30 to noon tomorrow. That'll be your next chance to pick up a G-Bag Nation flag. And, of course, the big party, the big pool party, Highland Hotel, you're going to be there, Lucius, aren't you?
Yes, I cannot wait for that, bro.
That's 2 to 6.
Yeah, pulling that cigar out. Appreciate you, brother. Yeah, we'll pull that cigar out. What time are you pulling up, Rodas?
I think I'm going to be there. It's 2 to 6. I think I'm going to be there right before kickoff.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to do. So I'll be hanging out with you. I think I'm going to get some more sticks, too.
As you should.
Sticks and bring them
over.
As
you should. Thank you, sir.
You know what's crazy? My daughter is trying to talk me into taking her to the fair tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And I'm trying to explain to her there's no way.
There's no way.
We're going to struggle to find parking.
Yes, everything.
It's going to be a sea. I'm going to be watching the clock. I'm going to be checking the phone saying we are going to get out of here before the end of this fourth quarter. But there's just no way that she could talk me into it. I've decided that sounds like a personal nightmare. About 300,000 people.
100%. Bad news. Don't do that.
I got caught there 1 year.
Unless you want to be out there, don't do that.
I did it 1 year accidentally.
Yeah.
I don't know how I was sleepwalking through my morning. I talked to going to the fair, and then all of a sudden I'm there, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, what's going on? Just trying to cross the road at the end of that. It's traumatizing.
Did the fact that you had trouble parking, was that a dead giveaway?
It should have been. I don't know what happened that day.
Did you park on fairgrounds or did you go across the street with that brother sitting outside in that shade tree? $15 over here, my guy.
Yeah. I think I was way, way down there where you got to jump on that like long golf
train
they got.
Yeah,
that's not a bad deal. They have good customer service there for the parking.
No, it's a great place to be. I love the spot, but Saturday night is not the time.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon is not the time.
No.
Sunday after the Cowboys game, though.
Okay. That's the time?
That's a nice little spot.
I was thinking about pulling her out of school, maybe.
Okay.
You know, taking a day off.
During the week.
Yeah. Pulling a Wolchuk and Chiafalo, just being like, yeah, my life would rather be at the fair today instead of work.
Lucius, do you have a spot, and you don't have to name it if you do, but do you have a spot that's like a hidden spot that nobody knows
the
about?
The parking spots?
For that when you go to the fair?
I
don't want you to.
I got a buddy that stays exactly across the street from the state fair.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Near a bar.
Okay,
Ooh. And I always honk at him. He lets me pull up in his little driveway, and I have to walk across the street. It's like a block.
Yeah.
But I'm there.
I figured you had a spot.
Right by the media entrance, too.
Yeah, that's what
Money.
I figured. Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
All righty. One of the stories this morning out of Philly is Lane Johnson giving his opinion on what needs to change, says the offense needs to be less predictable. Quote, it seems a lot harder than it needs to be right now. Maybe moving forward, just have a little bit more variety, hitting the perimeter some. Man does need some variety in his life. As Mickey and Mallory showed us so many years ago. But it did mark the first time the Eagles have lost two straight games since their historic collapse in the 2023 season. So they're on high alert there in Philadelphia. Like, wait, is it happening again? Is this just like a Super Bowl sandwich with, you know, two pieces of turd there for the bread? Because 2023, they were, what, 11-1? They ended up losing five out of the last six. And now, of course, they start 4-0, but wheels are starting to come off. I think this is the saving grace for Cowboys fans, though, Brian, in that the big spending that the Eagles were able to do, we might have seen the worst of that, and you didn't weather the storm. I mean, they won another Super Bowl, so you can't take away the fact that
they
happened.
No, they did win.
They got the job done.
They did.
But now they're spending less, and I don't think they ever found the coaching staff for as good of a job that Roseman does with the roster. Have they ever had one of these coaching staffs that you're like, wow, these guys are amazing, where they're giving you an edge like the Clayton Adams Cowboys are right now?
Yeah, this is where I'm the more you dive into these teams, and whether it's college football, pro football, whatever, coaching does matter.
Yeah.
Coaching matters. Scheme matters. Putting players in the right place to have success. Knowing your team, knowing that you got pullers, know you got power guys, knowing the secondary, you've got zone cover guys or man cover guys, and making that all work. And
obviously Vic Fangio is really good at his side of the ball. Yeah.
What's really interesting last night is, though, that you know Philadelphia was minus their defensive tackle again.
Oh, Jalen Carter, yeah.
Yeah, Carter. And the Giants had 172 yards rushing. Hmm. And so all of a sudden now you're thinking, yeah, players do matter. But, hey, Broadus, wait, Dallas is down some of their best players and they're finding ways to win these games. True. But it is about the scheme. It is, do you have players in place that can make up for when you have guys like a CeeDee Lamb goes out of a game for a couple of weeks, that you're able to kind of pick those things up. But they've got a lot of things in Philadelphia. That, like I say, I think it starts at the top with that coach. It's kind of a toxic guy, and they got a little bit of a toxic locker room with it. And a lot of people like pointing fingers at each other right now that, hey, well, this, that, and the other. We just haven't heard it yet. I mean, the national media is starting to talk about it. I'll be interested to see what players come out this week. Oh, players-only meeting. We've had one of those already kind of thing. Yeah, we'll see. Philadelphia, that might be a group's in trouble. I don't know where leadership is going to come from that group.
Jalen Hurts throws his first interception, I think, in like 300 days since late, last season. They had two muffed kickoff situations.
Yeah.
They had another fumble loss. So while all of the details might not be out, you're seeing the signs of lack of focus and bad chemistry. And a lot of it is just that they were so dominant in the offensive line last year, and with Saquon Barkley, they could be generic with Kellen Moore and like a boring offense worked. And maybe that lulled their coaching staff to sleep, thinking they could have a similar type of game plan and continue to have success. 0 points in the second half. It's just crazy.
If you look at overall with Saquon Barkley and the number of games he's had so far where he hasn't even had 100 yards, and when you're telling me that the Philadelphia Eagles are averaging in a game like 3.7 a carry, that's not even at the level of successful runs.
No.
And if you're saying, hey, Philadelphia's, they're not even successful runs, That makes a lot of difference.
What would you say to the Homer Eagles fan today that's thinking, oh, we're going to be fine, it's just six games, we're 4-2? I think like the symptoms appear to be pretty permanent. Saquon says, I think we just have to get back into that attitude, that mindset of not giving a bleep what people are trying to do to us. That's something that I'm looking for. But that mindset comes from having success. It comes from moving people and running for 8 yards.
That was a game last night where again, eyeball test will tell you, the Giants did a great job up front of stuffing the run. They had 8 runs. Dawson, you brought up the offensive line, which has always been such a strength for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you get into a game, and you've got 20 rushing attempts, and 8 of them get stuffed.
It's crazy.
That's like Dallas Cowboys football a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That's slow old Zeke trying to run in there for – trying to make something happen. That's not Philadelphia Eagle football, but the Giants did a great job against them last night. On third down, run defense was outstanding. And then on the offensive side, their ability to convert third downs was huge. And their ability to run the ball, which Philadelphia is usually the best at. The Giants gave Philadelphia a taste of their own medicine last night.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan Live. Cold beers and cheeseburgers in Euless off 121. Come say hi, and we'll be back.
What if they tush-push their asses all the way down the field? That's what they probably need to do at this point.
That was another – Seriously. They ran 4 tush-pushes in a row last night.
Yeah, they looked nasty, bro.
And Micah Parsons was, like, complaining about it on Twitter, like, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
It's not football.
Yeah. No. Isn't
that, like, classic football in a sense, though?
It is very 1920 Acme Packers going at it with something. I think to me, though, the thing about the tush push, the more people I talk to, the more they're like they hate to play. But if it's your team doing it and the six, Jalen Hurts is going to make the Hall of Fame, and they're going to talk about 70 rushing touchdowns or something like that because of his ability. Because of the tush-push. Yep. They're like, oh, he's one of the all-time great rushers. You know, and that'll be one of those things. But, yeah, if it's one of your plays, you're like, oh, keep doing it. But if you're the opponent, you're like, oh, ban that crap. You know, we don't need – no, that's not football. But it's a successful play, man. It really, really is.
At times, pro sports, they change the rules just to make the game more entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't think it's hurting it that much.
No.
You know,
anticipate it every time you strategy. See it, though. You do anticipate, like, oh, how is this going to work? Let me see this. But looks like they're jumping off sides a little bit every time.
Oh, no, there's a lot. They're starting to call it a little closer now. But okay, let me ask you.
They did have an offside last night that was not called a false start, rather. Yeah.
But as you watch that play, you said they do it, you know, six times in a row and all that. Do you think it takes away from the game, like the speed, like the flow of the game for you? As a fan watching it, do you feel like that, like, ah, this is BS. They keep running. No, I don't want to see this. I mean,
it's very discouraging. Yeah, because you know when they're lining up, if your team doesn't have a chance to stop it.
I'm just saying as a fan, like you're a fan of neither team.
Right.
No. But you're watching them six times in a row tush push.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking, ah, stop effing with the game right now. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I can see that.
I could see that.
I can see that. For some reason, I just anticipate it. I'm like, all right, what are they going to do now?
Yeah.
Well, it's the tush push again. Mm-hmm. I like to see the tush push line up. I anticipate the snap.
Yeah.
It's one of the plays I kind of like, in a sense. Yeah. Even though it's a sloppy old school football play that people are mad at. I get it.
Very much that way.
But we like what we like.
Yeah.
And there's some good play fakes and counters to be had off that. I think that they're working on. They're unleashing every now and then. So there's a little bit more intrigue to it. Not nearly enough. But yeah, and I do hate that the Eagles do it. And I can't believe that Jerry Jones would or Stephen Jones would vote to keep it. Okay?
Yeah.
That's weird to me that if you're in a competitive league, you're like, oh, no, let them keep that one. It might determine a playoff spot. It could. It has determined a lot of wins and losses over the last 2 years, and Stephen Jones is set to join us next here. It's the G-Bag Nation live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.